But during that, when he bail it, he can't bail any of the rain. It's got to be dry for the glue and stuff. And then he don't take them out and test them. Over who he bail them for, they test them themselves. And if they got anything that's wrong with him, they bring him back and do it. Because he's an old gentleman that's retired and he said he don't feel like going and take them out in the water, so all he does is bail them.
Yeah. When you put the boat in the water, you say you're...
Well, you don't, you be testing, then launch the boat, yeah.
Now, when a woman wanted to buy, say, a dress of a certain color, she'd use a piece of cloth as a... she'd take that to show the...
As a pattern of what she wanted.
Yeah. Well, you know, when she was going to the dressmakers or something like that.
Oh yeah.
She'd take a piece of cloth to show them the kind of
material she wanted.
That'd be a kind of a what she'd call that a. Well. Okay. When you get things here in the mail, do they send you a free
a sample?
Yeah. That's what I was, you know, was kind of the thing she'd call a sample.
Yeah.
And your mother, you said, would make a lot of your clothes and things like that?
Yeah, she'd make underclothes and quilts, bed clothes and stuff like that.
Could she make her own clothes?
She didn't do too much, you know, sewing for herself, you know, like dresses and stuff.
Yeah.
Could
she make a good dress?
I never knew to make a dress. I knew to make like our underclothes and quilts.
Were they good looking? They were.
They were some of the finest I had ever seen. The quilts and stuff she would make.
You say they were.
Some of the prettiest I ever seen.
Okay.
That's not
right. So I imagine that's the only ones I've ever seen, the ones that she made, but I thought they was well made, they was fine.
They were mighty.
They were mighty good looking.
Mighty pretty?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you know how a woman is about a dress, she'd say, this dress is...
It's special.
Or this one is pretty.
Pretty than the other one.
This one's even...
Yeah.
Even...
Prettier.
Prettier. What would she wear around her dress in the kitchen?
A apron.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when was it you bought your first, what would y'all, for clothes you'd wear?
Really?
Like, okay. Your father, what would he wear this?
Boy, he'd wear overalls.
Yeah. Around the farm?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when did you buy your first?
Bought my first pair of shoes. I was 15 years old.
Really?
Okay. And I remember. No, I was nine. I remember doing a pair of white shoes, and I kept them shoes till I was 15. I was 9 years old when I bought my first pair of shoes.
Okay. Now, on Easter, you might go to church and you see somebody's got on a.
A new outfit, a new suit or something.
Yeah. Now what would, if it had three pieces, it would have a what?
A vest.
And a?
And a coat.
And?
Pants.
Pants, okay. Okay, or other names for what you might wear around the farm, you might just wear a pair like you have on a pair of
pants.
Yeah.